And a good Friday morning to you. Glad you're with us here on local radio. Maiden voyage of a new segment we're going to bring you here. We are joined from First Settlement Orthopedics. We have Dr. Mark Plumbee here with us. And we're going to bring you a segment here each and every week, kind of taking a look at a specific injury. I hate when they happen to our teams, but sometimes they do. We'll be able to sort of break some of these things down and learn a little bit in the process, because I do radio, not surgery, that's for sure. On the line, Dr. Mark Plumbee, first of all, thanks for joining us here. Can we get a little bit about your background real quick before we dive into our topic of the week?
Sure. Yeah, I'm a board-certified orthopedic surgeon in Marietta, Ohio. What that means is I specialize in treating musculoskeletal injuries, bone fractures, ligament injuries. My special focus is in sports medicine, so I went on to do a year of additional training in sports medicine, which mainly looks closer at the shoulder and knee, ligament injuries, ACL tears, shoulder instability, dislocations, and labral tears.
Tell you what, coming up this summer, you can tune in each and every week to hear about the latest pitching injury in Major League Baseball. Until then, we can jump around.
That'd be good.
We can jump around. Hopefully, there's not injuries to our pitching staffs, of course. So we'll keep our fingers crossed there. We're going to jump to hockey in this one, and this one maybe a little bit of a curveball, or in the case of
slight curveball.
In the case of this injury, a loose puck that bounces up out of play, hits defenseman Kirill Marchenko of the Columbus Blue Jackets in the face, and wouldn't you know, a broken jaw. So I've come to learn first off that this isn't necessarily something that would be, in the specialization.
Correct.
You do.
Correct. This would fall in the hands of an oromaxillofacial surgeon. Typically, those surgeons are dentists who go on to do an additional training, fellowship, or residency in surgical procedures in the jaw, mouth, in that area. So they would be the ones handling this. And I actually tried to contact one of my buddies in residency. He was a dentist at the time. I was a med student. He went on to do an OFMFS fellowship and residency training for additional information. So I could talk a little bit superficially on it.
Interesting. So when something like this happens, what's going to be sort of that immediate care looking like before there's, I guess, any of the decision-making about a potential, I would imagine, surgery?
First step in any injury, when you're suspecting a fracture, you got to get an x-ray to visualize the fracture, and then that helps you categorize it, whether or not it's a stable fracture, unstable fracture. And then you kind of go down the algorithm of treatment based on how bad the fracture is, will determine if you can treat it with or without surgery. Obviously, the ones that are more displaced, more severe, those would need to be fixed. The ones that maybe just a little crack in the bone that are nice and stable, those can be managed non-operatively typically. That's just speaking from a general bone fracture, injury to the bone standpoint.
And then something like this looks like probably a couple of months of just recovery time, and that's, I'm guessing, if there's not more extensive damage.
Correct. If there's a surgical procedure involved, that typically will buy you probably a good 4 to 6 month recovery. When it's related to a bone fracture, speaking superficially regarding the jaw fractures, I know when you have jaw fractures, those are challenging because obviously, from a daily standpoint, talking, eating, just opening up your mouth to breathe, it makes it more difficult. I know when those fractures are real bad, some folks will have that bone fixed, and they have to have their jaw wired shut for stability purposes to allow that bone to heal. Because when you do fix a bone, it's fixed temporarily, held in place so that the body can do the healing itself, bridging that fracture. So eventually, the body does the union of the fracture when you get your so that you can get back to doing your full activities.
That is Dr. Mark Plumbee, orthopedic surgeon at First Settlement Orthopedics. And again, we're going to be bringing this segment to you here on the radio every Friday morning. We're going to kind of hone in on a specific injury if we can. But as we were talking here, I mean, we're going to have so many, I feel like, broad topics coming up, especially sure. with, I think, of all the guys coming around in baseball season who are coming back from, say, Tommy John or ACL, MCL sort of injuries. Oh, it's it's that time of the year. We're talking hockey today, but I can smell baseball in the air, I think.
Oh, yeah. I really look forward to doing this. This is going to be a good topic, a lot of stuff we're going to be able to talk about. So I really look forward to working with you guys and getting some content out there and helping the viewers understand what's going on there with the athletes.
This is going to be a blast. I'm looking forward to learning a little bit every week about the sports medical science side of some of our favorite pastimes. That is Dr. Mark Plumbee. Another great Friday morning here on local radio.
Thanks, Sean.